Good morning. Thank you for joining us for this second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy 4th of July. I hope you have a great holiday weekend. It's going to be a long weekend, and we might be expecting a guest of Elsa this weekend. So, you know, we want to prepare you for that. But we also have our favorite friend, Lance Walheim, is joining us, and he's going to be talking about citrus. And you know what? We are talking about citrus now. So it's coming back little by little, and Lance will have all of the answers for us. Also call us at 407-916-5400 with your gardening questions, or you can text Tom at 23680. So join Lance, Tom, Joni, Colton, and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hey, are you looking for an awesome job that can be a career stepping stone or a great way to earn some extra cash? If so, maybe it's time you join Florida's hotel and restaurant industry. If you like to work with people, a job working in hotels, restaurants, theme parks, or resorts can be a great experience and rewarding. Let's show residents and visitors to Florida what we've got. Check out greatfloridajob.com today. Greatfloridajob.com. Again, that's greatfloridajob.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The 4th of July is a time to reflect on the privileges and responsibilities of being an American. But this is not an easy day for America when it comes to a decline in values, the breakdown of the family, materialism, sexual immorality, and crime. It seems as if we Americans have lost our way. But I propose that our problem isn't that Americans don't care. People care passionately about what they feel is right. But therein lies the problem. We seem determined to do what we feel is right in our own eyes. But the real issue is that we're not capable of doing what is right on our own, no matter how well-intentioned. This is why God gave us the Bible, to teach us His perfect ways. We must stop trying to do what is right in our own eyes and begin seeking to do what is right in God's eyes. It's the key to God blessing America. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. Elsa's our first hurricane of the season. Are you new to the state? Well, Tom and I have discussed what to do a few times this year, but we'll provide you a few tips on what you need to do before a hurricane. And so we also have Lance Walheim coming up, and he's going to provide us some citrus. Tom, what do you do in your yard?
If I know the hurricane's coming, I will put everything down on the ground, lay plants down, and things of that nature. I don't know. Do you think we're going to get Elsa?
I think we're going to get a lot of rain. We're going to get the bands. So we're going to get a lot of rain. And, you know, the possibility of wind. And
yeah.
So
I'm hoping the thing dies out as it comes across the islands down
we're
there.
Flying out on Tuesday.
That's right, you are.
Flying out on Tuesday. I'll be gone for about 10 days. We're going to Boston for a pandemic-delayed family wedding.
I think you'll make it out. Okay.
Oh, from your lips to God's ears.
Yeah. You know, we got out one time. I forget it was Matthew, I think, and we couldn't get back. And my neighbor had to take care of the house, and one of the other neighbors took our daughter in who was staying there.
Oh,
so she
goodness.
Had companionship
sure.
and everything. But luckily, the hurricane stayed off the coast.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. We don't know yet if it's going to come through the state or not. And so, you know, it's lucky California doesn't have hurricanes.
Yeah, well, let's see what they have out there.
Okay, we have our good friend and BioAdvance spokesperson, Lance Walheim, with us. Good morning, Lance. Thank you for getting up. So early.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I'm listening to all these people complain about getting up early. Do they know who they're talking to?
You know, they don't know farmers. And, you know, farmers used to get up at 4:30 and go down and milk the cows.
And
they'd eat a light breakfast there, then go down, milk the cows. Then they come back at about 6 when everybody else is getting up. And have a full breakfast.
They do more work in the morning before we even get up. So.
Yeah, and if you were a dairy farmer, you repeated that in the afternoon.
Right. Yeah, I get up to listen to the show. I listen to the first hour. I get up at 3:45 here.
Oh,
do
my
you
goodness.
Really?
Yeah, and so I'm not buying any of that complaint.
So Joni doesn't need to say anything to you about it, right?
Well, that's right.
Joni
that's
checks
right.
out what his pajamas are in the morning. they've had a little relationship over the years, which I figure is okay.
Yeah,
telephone relationships.
I'm going to save my comments for when the last day, but you're going to be sorely missed.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
He is. So Lance, how is your sisters doing? What's the weather like there right now?
We have been. It's been so hot for so long. I know everybody's been reading about it. We've had a number of days that have been over 110, and we just can't seem to get under 100 anymore. So we're doing some serious watering in the grove. We are experiencing some fruit drop.
Mm.
We are doing some a little bit extra work to protect the fruit against sunburn, which can really be a problem when we have this prolonged heat.
Do you do there? Do you hold up umbrellas or what?
Well, no, we use there's a product that's available to commercial growers called Surround, and it's basically putting a light whitewash on the tree.
Oh, okay.
And so it reflects the heat off the fruit, and so we'll probably put that on a couple times this year just to keep the stuff from sunburning. I mean, sunburn's a problem everywhere. Our paste tomatoes are just sunburned. We're canning them. We're going to be doing some canning today, but, you know, it's really a battle. I've got some shading cloth over some of the tomatoes, and so it's been a hot summer already, and, of course, we're dry as to the bone, and, you know, we're worried about water. It's going to be a battle this summer.
So when do you start to get rain again?
We won't get rain until November, for sure.
Just kind of shocking.
Yeah, we're a true Mediterranean climate out here, and we don't get any rain in from about April to November. So all our rain is stored, all our water is stored in the mountains and in the groundwater. So when the snow melts, that's where it comes from. But when we don't get a lot of rain, we don't get a lot of snow. So, you know, we're way behind. So, yeah, we got a long one to wait.
Yeah. Now, you're our citrus expert here. You've written a book. And if you had to pick one citrus fruit for Florida residents to grow, what would it be?
Now, you asked me that question. You told me you were going to ask me that question. And that is not an easy question to answer because there's so much, you know, depends on where you live, what you like, and do you like to peel? Do you like to juice? How long is the variety going to hold on the tree? But, you know, for instance, you were talking earlier about, you know, colder areas. Well, if somebody's in northern Florida or a colder region, an earlier ripening Satsuma mandarin, which is hardy, is a great choice. But we've got things like the amber sweet, the caracara pink navel.
Yeah,
I like that. I love caracara.
You know, and the grapefruit, I mean, you grow the best grapefruit in the world there. And, you know, so that's a fantastic choice if you like that. But, you know, you talk to some people and they absolutely swear by the temple orange.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear what your favorite ones are.
I'm going for the navel just because I think it's an all-around fruit. It's fairly hardy. And most people just like that. And the caracara would be my favorite of the navels.
I like tangerines.
And tangerines, yeah, they're nice too. Yeah, and you know, even when you get up around Tallahassee, you can still grow the satsuma, of course. You can still grow the navels. And Jim, who was on during hour number one, has many of those fruits. And he goes down into the 20s regularly.
Yeah. Now, that all that said, I do have some favorite varieties. Now, I live in California. It's a little different than Florida. But I've done a little checking, and these are like there. I mean, I am a big fan of the Page Mandarin.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Also the Nova Mandarin. They kind of came out of the same. They're really Tangelos.
But yeah, yeah.
The Page is small. It's a little hard to peel, but it has the richest flavor. And if you're juicing, you don't really care about the seeds. If you get some or how big the fruit is. I mean, that's one that is just really outstanding.
Yeah, I like the Nova also. And the Orlando Tangelo is good, too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That the nice thing about, you know, some of the fruit that is on the tartar side out here actually sweetens to perfection in Florida. For instance, the grapefruit, we can't even compete with you in grapefruits, at least where I am. And that's kind of the deal with the temple, too. And a lot of people like that honeybell, which is the mini.
Oh, yeah.
Honeybell is a good one. And I see it a lot in the market. So.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, that's a big marketed fruit come when they're being picked. Yeah. So,
yeah. You know, the other thing, what I'd suggest if people really, you know, want to do it right, get out to the farmers markets and start tasting things.
Yeah.
See what you really like, and that'll give you the best clue.
Also, I like to have the season. So when they're in season,
oh,
you can
yes.
go 6 months and have citrus, you know, every month.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you've got room to plant one, try to get in two or three, because you can really extend the season almost. You know, you include a Valencia in there, and you're going to have fruit for almost 10 months.
Lance, I get this question a lot, and you're the perfect person to answer it. People, especially Northerners who move to Florida, ask me, they tell me they want a cocktail tree. Now, what's your advice on if those really do grow well?
My advice usually is it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
The problem with the cocktail tree, and that it's true of really any type of fruit, is you have difference in vigor. If, you know, a lemon, for instance, is way more vigorous than most other citrus, and so is a grapefruit. So if you combine some of these slower growings with the fast-growing ones, eventually you'll have all one variety taken over, unless you are a very accomplished pruning and you really get out there and, you know, take care of it. What I recommend sometimes with deciduous fruit trees, and I know people have done it with citrus too, is to plant three trees kind of in one hole. Get a big hole and put three trees on one in each corner, and maintain them as kind of like scaffolds. If you're really in a tight area, I mean, that's one option. But those cocktail trees are tough to maintain properly.
Yeah, I agree.
There you go. What is the most unusual citrus you've grown, Lance?
Boy, I've grown a lot. You know, I have to say the Buddha's hand.
Yeah.
The Buddha's hand citron is such an oddball piece of fruit. You know, no two are the same, and they look like they have those fingers coming off of them. They can be, I mean, it's just amazing. We do grow quite a few of those, and one of the fun things is just to go out and see how different the different fruit are. And, you know, it's so aromatic, the rind. You can put one in the house, and it'll last for 10 days or so, and
ooh,
your whole house will just smell wonderful. And you can use the rind. I've had some really good meals cooked with citrons where they use the rind to flavor chicken and things.
Oh, really?
Like that.
That sounds good. Yeah, you would just scrape the rind with a grater.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and put it in a little sauce, and it's very unique, very floral. I love those. And then, you know, the finger limes are certainly pretty interesting. You know, the little caviar citrus, which you squeeze the little juice vesicles out. I mean, that's a wonderful piece of fruit, too, and unique. And then there's so many. We live close to the UC Foundation block, and they've got over 500 varieties over there. And so there's a lot of things you can have fun with.
Yeah, kind of neat. Hey, give us some tips. A lot of people want to plant a citrus tree in Florida here, even with the greening around. What do you think? And give us some tips, will you?
Well, for me, it sounds like some people are still having pretty good luck with the citrus, and I'm certainly not one that's going to give up. So, you know, the key thing is you want to make sure that you're going to plant in full sun. You want to have good drainage, which is usually not going to be a problem in Florida, so you probably want to work some organic matter in there when you plant. And then you want to make sure that you're going to water when it's needed, and fertilizing is key, especially to kind of keep the greening at bay. I know, Tom, you've got great recommendations of these micronutrient sprays, and
yeah.
I think that's going to be key. And some of the varieties are starting to show a little bit of tolerance to greening. Some of the mandarins, the finger limes, turn out to be have a little bit of tolerance. So, you know, you can do some of that stuff. And then, of course, we have the bio-advanced fruit, citrus, and vegetable insect control, the systemic. It's not a magic bullet, but it is one of the tools that we have to protect the young trees especially.
Yeah, what do you do for if you have an older tree that has greening? Do you just take it out or what?
Yeah, that would be my recommendation. I mean, eventually you don't want to spread it any more than you have to. And then, of course, you know, when they really get it bad, you're not going to have any quality fruit. It might be better just pull it out and maybe start over.
So, Lance, what are you going to do for the 4th of July?
Well, we're doing something a little bit unusual. I'm getting up early tomorrow morning, and we're flying back to Raleigh-Durham to be with the kids and the grandkids.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, and we're going to look at fireflies.
Oh, okay.
That will be great. That's going to be wonderful. Lance, thank you so much
for joining us
this morning.
My pleasure.
Lance Walheim, he is the author of Citrus and Gardening for Dummies and Gardening for Roses. You can catch his books on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all those good shops. Thank you so much. We're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Hey, how have you guys been doing? We're holding on, but we've gotten behind on our rent and utility payments and could really use some help.
I'm sorry you're going through that. Have you heard about Our Florida?
No. What's Our Florida?
It's a new government-funded program that provides up to 15 months of rent and utility payments to help Floridians get back on their feet.
Wow. How do I apply?
It's easy. Just visit ourflorida.com and let your landlord know they should complete a profile, too.
And how do I know if I'm eligible?
Well, if you rent and you're unemployed or have lost income due to the pandemic, you may be eligible.
What's that website again?
ourflorida.com.
Our Florida is a new government-funded program to help Floridians with rent and utilities. Call 833-493-0594 or visit ourflorida.com. That's OURFlorida.com. Sponsored by the state of Florida.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The 4th of July is a time to reflect on the privileges and responsibilities of being an American. But this is not an easy day for America when it comes to a decline in values, the breakdown of the family, materialism, sexual immorality, and crime. It seems as if we Americans have lost our way. But I propose that our problem isn't that Americans don't care. People care passionately about what they feel is right. But therein lies the problem. We seem determined to do what we feel is right in our own eyes. But the real issue is that we're not capable of doing what is right on our own, no matter how well-intentioned. This is why God gave us the Bible, to teach us His perfect ways. We must stop trying to do what is right in our own eyes and begin seeking to do what is right in God's eyes. It's the key to God blessing America. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We had Lance Walheim give us some great tips about citrus. If you didn't hear it, you can listen to the podcast.
And very good.
But we also need people to call in and text. Joni is waiting by the phone. She's starting to fall asleep. So you can give us a call, 407-916-5400. Or you can call 1-888-LAWNS or 45-LAWNS. And that is Joni, too. She's paying the bill this week.
Yes, she is. 1-888-45-LAWNS or 1-888-455-2967.
There you go.
455.
And they can also text you, Tom, at 23680.
Yes, they can. We're happy to have them. But we want to talk about some hurricane prep right
we
now.
We do.
Storm prep, anyway.
And it's we just want to tell everybody we don't know if it's coming through the state or not, so there's no alarm. But there's a couple of things you can do right now that would be just preventative and a lot easier to do rather than underneath the guise of having to do it quickly.
Oh, yes.
And I think the biggest thing that we can do, just even for the whole summer, is just shut off the irrigation.
I did that for my neighbor, you know, his away, and he had his irrigation system set. And I told Joni, I said, I'm going to turn the irrigation system off. I know how to do it for him.
Right.
And so it's off and probably won't come back on for weeks or months.
But that we're having so much rain, and even if we only get like an inch every 10 days or so, that's going to be plenty of rain. You know, I mean, if your lawn cannot go 1 week without water, you have a spoiled lawn.
Yeah, and Joni mows the lawn, so she doesn't want to do it anymore, and she has to.
Well, that's the other thing we need to do is mow your lawn now, because after the rain, it's not good. You don't know when you'll be able to get back to mowing it. So if it's shorter, you can remove debris a lot easier and, just take care of your yard easier.
Yeah, well, number two on your list here is things that you need to do anyway, you know, just clean up the yard a little bit, and especially when you have strong winds coming. You know, take the chairs and fold them down, the umbrellas down, things like that.
Take your plants inside.
Yeah, or I lay mine down, the big ones. Some of them I just can't take inside.
So yeah.
I just lay them down up against the building.
Oh, okay.
That seems to work out pretty good. Bird feeders. These are some when you really know things are coming. Take down your bird feeders. Garden art. People don't think of garden art.
Right. You know, if you've got any kind of glass or any kind of, you know, clay statues and things that are easily moved, if they're sturdy enough or if they're big enough that you can't move them, they're probably going to be pretty safe. But, you know, if you've got something that's precious to you, you want to take it indoors. Also, clean your gutters and drains. Make sure there's no debris that's blocking the gutters. That's important. And how do you feel about hurricane pruning, Tom?
I really don't.
For palm trees?
Yeah, I don't see a need to. Palms are pretty hairy, resistant anyway.
Yeah.
And what we're going to get throughout most of the state, even when the hurricanes came through Central Florida, remember 2004, we had Charlie Jean Francis, three of them, the palms made it through just fine.
And that's what they're created. Mother Nature really has savvy about, you know, getting through storms and survival, so you don't really need to cut any kind of palm trees or... But you know what? You could cut the fruit off.
I know. I see here you have the take the coconuts off. And, of course, where we live, we don't have to worry about that.
We don't.
But I was thinking, you know, if you're in South Florida and a big coconut comes towards your window, you've had it.
Exactly. So take the fruit off. Take, you know, you can do that. And then just make sure that, you know, anything that could hit the window and stuff. I doubt this for the 4th of July. That you're going to get any arborists out there to cut trees this weekend.
I tend to doubt that also. You're too late, but you might start thinking about that, especially we have a good warning here that might be coming through.
There you go. Yeah. Well, we have Rico in Valkyria. Good morning, Rico. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. Good morning to you all.
Yeah, good morning.
By the way, I want to pass on a site for you for this hurricane, Mike's Weather Page.
Okay.
Mike's weather page has outstanding information on the track of the storm and forecast and all kinds of stuff. I just discovered it last year, and it turned out to be an incredible sight. I'm already battening down the hatches, you know, just in anticipation of getting squally weather and gusty weather and all that stuff.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to be pretty out of the line. It could come your way, but it doesn't look like it's going to be a...
Well, one or two of the spaghetti model things have it coming off the East Coast, though.
I know, I saw that, yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to... I listened to Lance. You know, he gave an excellent presentation. And one of the citrus he mentioned, I had one about 20 years ago, maybe more, Amniola tangelo.
Oh, yeah, oh, yes. Yeah, honeybell.
And it was, well, that's the tourist name for it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we always call them Amniolas, and then all of a sudden they started calling them honeybells, and it's like political correctness. Anyway, it was, I want to say it was probably 15 feet high and 25 feet in diameter, and it was loaded with fruit every year, and all of a sudden, I noticed that the leaves were a little droopy. I said, oh, must need water, and this was in the early days of citrus greening, and over a period of 18 months to 2 years, it was gone.
Oh, I had an amber sweet like that, yeah.
There was... You know, I guess you were just as sad about your amber sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And I was about this Mineola. Well, I still have several citrus trees. None of them are doing well, even though I fertilize and I hit them with nutritional spray every couple of months and try to baby them and all that. The greening has got them so stunted and all that. I get half a dozen mediocre fruit off of them each year. And I just kind of keep them for more sentimental reasons than anything else. Right now, my big problem is battling the flying squirrels, regular squirrels, and raccoons attacking my mangoes.
Yeah, that's going to keep hard. So do you have flying squirrels?
They come in at night, and I'm about 3 or 4 years ago, something kept eating the fruit at night. Just the end of it, and I thought it was like fruit rats. Well, one night I got out in the tree and shined a light up in the tree, and there's these lights, these two little lights looking at me, and it was the eyes of these little critters. And so I came out with the shotgun and shot one, thinking it was a rat, and down plops a flying squirrel.
Yeah, we have in Apopka, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow.
And the fur... It's so nice and soft and all that. I said,
well, not after you blam it out of the tree.
If I can get enough of these things, I can maybe do something with them. Anyway, I wound up shooting down about 3 or 4 of them, and it kind of helped a little bit, but I still have them, and that there's really no control that I know of flying squirrels.
No, you have to make squirrel soup, yeah.
Regular squirrels I shoot. And a friend of mine comes over and he makes squirrel stew, and it's absolutely delicious.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I mainly called in to say how sad I am. I've been listening to you for at least 25 or years or more.
Yeah.
I lay in bed. I set the alarm for 7, and you usually come on at about 5 after or something like that. And I have a cup of coffee and lay here in bed listening to you, and now I listen to Teresa and kind of look forward to listening to Teresa to keep going through the end of my life here.
Well, I appreciate Rico, and I appreciate the time that I spent with your Tropical Fruit Club also.
Oh, yeah, we really enjoyed you and Joni coming over and been the highlights of the Tropical Fruit Club. We really enjoyed your
well, thank
your
you very much.
Your information. You've helped us out a lot, and there's no two ways about it, and I've learned a lot listening to you.
Well, thank you. You have a great gardening day.
Thank you, Rico.
Same to you.
All right, bye. Let's go to Steve in Tallahassee. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Teresa and Tom. Tom, I have a question. You've nursed me through many issues regarding my St. Augustine grass. My next-door neighbor and I both have sort of classic St. Augustine grass. And he's a golfer, and it appears that he had been knocking out his shoes in one part of his yard. And I think we've got torpedo grass.
Okay. So
and
yeah.
Go ahead. So we started spraying Roundup, but we had a bout with Bermuda grass about 5 or 6 years ago that we did a half a pallet of sod to replace, and it worked out well. But we spent about 4 months just hitting the area with Roundup until all the Bermuda grass stopped coming back.
Yeah. Well, and you want to keep St. Augustine in this area, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Regretfully, there's nothing to take torpedo grass out of St. Augustine. I can take it out of Bermuda grass. I can take it out of Zoysia grass, but I can't take it out of St. Augustine. The only way to get it out of there is to do what you did to get the Bermuda grass out, and that's to kill out everything. Yeah. It's not a good story.
No. Reading about torpedo grass, it said you know, we've done about a 20 by 15 foot square area, and I think that's about 6 feet buffer from where we see it growing now.
Yeah.
Is that going to be enough, or what's – I don't – from what I've read, it's not real clear about how big an area you should do.
Well, you know, if you don't see it popping up, I'd go a couple of feet beyond that and take it out because it's running underground.
Right.
And you could dig down and find out where how far the runners extend out if you want to do it that way. But I'd go out a couple of feet.
Something I read said it can go as far as 6 feet.
Well, I don't know it's going to go that far, but it certainly is not going to hurt to do it out that far, except you're losing turf. That's the only way to take it out, regretfully. Now, I can take it out of shrubs. I can take it out of a lot of things.
Out of shrubs.
Oh, yeah. There's Ortho has a product called Grass Be Gone, and it will take out torpedo grass, but it's limited to what you can use it in. And Fertilom has a product called Over the Top, and that has a even a more limited area, but it will take torpedo grass out. So you have the two products there. You have Grass Be Gone, and you have Over the Top in the Fertilom line. But just read the label carefully because they're limited as to where you can use it, okay?
Thank you so much, Steve.
Right. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Do you have a gardening question you need answers to? You can call Tom and I, 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The 4th of July is a time to reflect on the privileges and responsibilities of being an American. But this is not an easy day for America when it comes to a decline in values, the breakdown of the family, materialism, sexual immorality, and crime. It seems as if we Americans have lost our way. But I propose that our problem isn't that Americans don't care. People care passionately about what they feel is right. But therein lies the problem. We seem determined to do what we feel is right in our own eyes. But the real issue is that we're not capable of doing what is right on our own, no matter how well-intentioned. This is why God gave us the Bible, to teach us His perfect ways. We must stop trying to do what is right in our own eyes and begin seeking to do what is right in God's eyes. It's the key to God blessing America. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed any of today's show, you can always find it on Better Lawns and Gardens website, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Amazon. And we have Joni here. And if you'd like to give her a call, 407-916-5400. You can tell her what you would like to talk about, and she'll put you right on. And then we also have Tom at 23680. So, Tom, I think everybody's taking the rain and sleeping in this morning.
Put my mic on. I didn't do that. I was figuring Colton was going to do it for me. I guess I'm getting so used to him pushing all the buttons for me.
Just got
to
keep Colton, you on your toes.
I know. All of a sudden,
like
I
Colton
don't hear
pushing myself. Your buttons.
I figure out which one I haven't turned on here. But anyway, Joni's number, of course, if you're toll-free, and she's paying for it today, is 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. So anyway, I can't see Joni very well. I didn't push her chair up this morning. I didn't push the little pedal. There she is.
Hello.
See that? She's waiting for everybody. Let's do a couple of texts here.
Sure.
Okay. Well, first of all, it says one of them here. They want to know the variety of avocado that Jim mentioned. And I didn't write it down. It's cold resistant. I will get it and have it by next week.
Sure.
Okay. So
okay.
He'll get that for me. Says, want to know, will Joni and you'd be in doing appearances once we leave the radio. We'll leave it on. If you didn't hear it, Joni and my last day will be July 31st. And Teresa is right here going to be taking over. Thank goodness. And so, yes, we will be doing appearances.
That's great to know.
I have my...
Believe you're
not
going
not,
anywhere.
I have my 2022 calendar already starting to fill
That's
up.
That's amazing. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Let's see. Here's one here. Good morning, Tom and Teresa. I can't get rid of ants in my St. Augustine grass. Have tried several products. Any suggestions? I don't know what they're using, but you brought up a good point. Ants are going to be coming up now anyway.
We're going to see ants coming up for the next couple of weeks because the ground's so saturated, they're going to come right up.
And fire ants.
Fire ants, bull ants.
Yes.
We saw some last week.
If they're using any of the general synthetic pyrethrins, bifenthrin, these are the common insect controls in lawns. They should be getting control.
They should be getting control. They want to make sure that they get complete coverage. And so follow the labels and just kind of be patient because, like I said, with this rain, we're going to start seeing a little
bit
more.
You can't be just sprinkling a little bit here and a little bit there and expect to get coverage. For instance, with fire ants, the recommendation now is to treat the whole lawn.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can treat a mound here and there and chase it around the yard. But in general, this is not just Florida, but it's Texas, any state that has a lot of fire ants.
You want to kill the queen.
Yeah.
Because if you don't kill the queen, they're just going to move and start other, little anthills, colonies elsewhere. So you want to follow the label instructions, do a good job. And, get relief.
Yeah, synthetic pyrethrin should be working. Now, I don't know what the person's using. If you're using some of the natural type products, I'm going to tell you they're nice to talk about, and sometimes they work, but sometimes they don't.
They don't. And boiling water and stuff, you're just going to kill the ants in the upper portion of their habitat. But you've got to get down to the queen, and she may be down 3 to 4 feet.
Oh, yeah. And baits will do that for the fire ants. And if you want to use the regular ant control products, you can.
Always. Let's go to Daphne in Claremont. Good morning, Daphne. How can we help you?
Good morning. I have a passion fruit tree, and it bears the fruit. When you pick the fruit and cut it, it's empty. There's nothing inside. Why is that happening?
Okay. And you think this is a passion fruit?
But it's a tree?
I know what it passion fruit. You know, the passion fruit, it runs, and the flowers is like the crown of thorn.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. I thought I heard you say tree, but it's
no,
a vine.
No, a vine. It's a vine. It runs.
It's a vine.
It's a vine.
Now, do you know the variety, or is it one that it's a commercial variety, or is it the wild passion fruit?
I'm going to tell you, I'm calling for my son. He lives in Apopka.
Okay.
And he bought it. So I don't know. He went to one of the nurseries and bought it. So I don't know what they gave him.
Okay, yeah. It depends on which one it is. You know, the ones that are more ornamental may not have fullness in the fruits.
Exactly.
So, they may
Yeah, so that's a possibility. For instance, the purple one that you see is fairly empty. It's called Maypop.
Yeah, and then there's also the red one.
Red
that doesn't, the red one doesn't give you a lot of fruit either.
Yeah, so it may
so
not.
When we go to the nursery, what should we ask for?
Well, you want the edible passion fruit if you're going to get it. Yeah, and if he's and a lot of people really don't get fruit off of them for years, so it's a possibility. You know that that he has the ornamental one.
Right. I have a friend who has a passion vine, and she takes off hundreds of. A passion fruit. She really has really good luck for it, but she's over there near Oviedo and Orange City. So, just make sure you're fertilizing and watering it too as well.
Yeah, tell your son that. And if he wants to send us a picture of the flower, he can do that. He can get up on our Facebook page or he can get up on our webpage. If he gets up on our webpage, then I will send him out right back to him and then he can send a picture directly to me.
That will be great.
What's your page? What's the webpage?
Betterlawns.com. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you so much. We still have time for your phone calls at 407-916-5400 and text at 23680. Roy, hang on. We're going to get right to you. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
As a Marine, Jamie's team always had his back.
Dr. Davis.
As a civilian, when things got dark, they still did. Jamie was losing hope when he found the Florida Veterans Support Line. Connecting with his fellow veterans helped him get back on track. Now, he gets to pay that support forward as a veteran care coordinator. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential, 24/7.
Asking for help is hard. Call me. I've been there.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
The 4th of July is a time to reflect on the privileges and responsibilities of being an American. But this is not an easy day for America when it comes to a decline in values, the breakdown of the family, materialism, sexual immorality, and crime. It seems as if we Americans have lost our way. But I propose that our problem isn't that Americans don't care. People care passionately about what they feel is right. But therein lies the problem. We seem determined to do what we feel is right in our own eyes. But the real issue is that we're not capable of doing what is right on our own, no matter how well-intentioned. This is why God gave us the Bible, to teach us His perfect ways. We must stop trying to do what is right in our own eyes and begin seeking to do what is right in God's eyes. It's the key to God blessing America. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed any of the program today, you can go to betterlawns.com and click on Listen to download the show, or you can hear it on iHeart or iTunes. So, Tom, we're going to go right away. We only have a few more minutes. We're going to go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. Thank you for calling.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Teresa. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Roy. We got about a minute. How can we help you?
A quick one. I got a sunflower seed that kind of popped out of nowhere, but the sunflower kind of died, but the plant looks good. Could I cut that off? Would I get any more sunflowers off of it?
You might. Some of the varieties will branch, and you might get some. So why don't you just go ahead and cut it off and see what you get?
The other question is, I bought some of these gigantic sunflower seeds or whatever, and it said to plant them 18 inches apart. Could I plant them closer together and have more of them? Or?
No, I think you better space them out if it's a gigantic one. You're growing the same one I'm growing. I think it came from Burpee. And that one there is supposed to get 12, 14 feet. I'd give it room.
Okay. Well, hey, I'll call you back before you leave. Don't worry.
Okay.
Thank you, Roy. On it. Let's go to Julie in Orlando. Good morning, Julie. How can we help you? We've only got a minute.
Oh, good morning. No, I just had an antidote for the man with the mangoes.
Okay.
I have a mango that's probably only about 3 years old. Last year, every single tiny little mango I had was eaten by the squirrels.
Oh.
So this year, I had 21. I counted them, and they looked good. So we looked it up. What can you do to save your mangoes? I put squirrel feeders 20 feet to the left, 20 feet to the right, cut every tree around them down so the squirrels couldn't jump in, and I bought little mesh bags. I got down to 13 mangoes. I still have 13 enormous.
Wow.
Good job. That was a great effort, Julie.
So it worked. If you feed the squirrels and not too close, you need to be at least 20 feet away on either side. They nibble on all of that. And then with the bags on top of it, they're beautiful. They are, honestly, they are 7 inches long and 4 or 5 inches wide.
Wow. Well, enjoy them, Julie.
How nice.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling. Let's go to Reggie in Melbourne. Good morning, Reggie. You only have about a minute.
All right. Thanks. Tom, you've helped me over the years with my Persian and my tea limes that were there. It lasted about 6 years in the ground, and all the leaves are gone. So do I need to dig them up, and can I plant in the same area? And also, I have 3 or 4 pineapples in pots. One of the pots is much too small, and it's got 3 pineapple plants, but 1 fruit. Can I transplant them into a bigger pot?
Okay.
I did it once last year. It didn't work so well.
Okay, let's start with your citrus trees. If it's greening that took them out, then you can cut them down, dig out the roots if you want. The greening organism doesn't live in the soil. It lives in the tree itself. So if you want to take out the trees, put new ones back in, you'll be fine. You know, if there's other trees nearby that have the disease, however, expect it to eventually move or be moved over to your new trees. But it's not in the soil. Don't worry about it. Now, if it's foot rot or something like that, then you need to just move the new trees over to a new location. The pineapple situation, Teresa, what do you think?
I don't really think it has a problem because they're not really a root, a plant that lives, you know, by their roots. So I think you can move it over or move it to a bigger pot and it'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. It does have roots, however. But I think you could do okay with it. Just make sure once you move it, just make sure it stays moist. But it's not going to be hard right now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Reggie.
I want to say thank you for all your help over the years. Well, I was at an estate sale a couple days ago, and I finally saw what you look like on the cover of Homegrown from 1995 or 96.
How about
that? I lent it to somebody who I turned on to your show, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to tell them later today that you're going away, but we'll still listen to Teresa.
Yep, so, Teresa will be here.
Thank you so much, Reggie. I hope you bought the book. It's a collector's item. There you go.
Okay, now
so let's do some text messages real quick.
I have torpedo grass, the one with sand spurs as a fruit. That's not torpedo grass. It says, is this torpedo grass? It's actually sand spur. That's what
it
is.
Right, it's a grass. And you know what? If it's really a very sandy soil with low nutrients, that you're going to see sand spurs thrive in it.
Yeah, and Image has a label that will take off the sand spurs weeds out of your lawn.
And bag your clippings.
Yeah, and it is a grass, so a pre-emergent can be used. It says, I have had an indoor yucca plant that got too big and moved it into the yard. It's probably just spineless yucca. It's 7 feet tall now. I was wondering how tall it will get. We trimmed one stem off and now has sprouted four new shoots. What do you think?
I don't think it's going to get too much taller, but maybe a foot or so more, but I don't think it's going to
Think it's going to get much taller either, so you can prune it back if you want to. It'll branch out just like they said.
Yep, and that'll be great, but once it blooms, it's going to start to die, and that's where the pups are coming from.
Yep. Okay, so how do I get rid of tall grassy weeds growing up from my 5 drift rose bushes?
Oh, that's tough.
Pull them out.
Pull them out. Just go ahead and you just hand pull it and get to them before they get really messy.
And I have the drift roses. You put your gloves on because I get broadleaf weeds coming up in there. If it's grassy weeds, check. I haven't checked the label for this, but check the Grass Begone label. It's an ortho product. And sometimes you can use that over top. And that will take the grassy weeds off. I think that's everything on my list here. So
right on schedule, Tom. Thank you so much. We want to thank Lance Walheim for giving us those great tips on citrus. And Joni, the lightning bugs. You really lightened up our show today.
We love lightning bugs.
Yes, we do. And Colton, thank you for producing Better Lawns and Gardens. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you to all our callers and texters with your gardening questions. Remember to join Tom. You're going to be here next week.
I will be here next week. We have two guests next week, and we'll be talking about landscape problems and also starting your seeds for the garden.
There you go. That's so important. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Have a happy 4th of July, and we'll be here next
week. Goodbye, everybody.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.